society today, we are being attacked constantly with inauthentic conversations. Fakeness, trying to look cool, trying to be somebody we're not. That is why the Damn Dude podcast is here to have the authentic conversations that need to be had in a way that will make you think and say, Damn Dude.
What up, everybody? What is good? Welcome to the Damn Dude podcast.
Damn, dude.
This is season 3, episode number 2. Damn. And I'm your host, California Cow. And this is the show where we have the conversations that need to be had in a way that'll make you think and say, damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
The show exists to help educate, entertain, and make an impact on the different contexts and perspectives that we have in life. Because I truly believe that the more access we have to different contexts and perspectives, the more of them that we've got loaded up in our back pocket and accessible to us, the easier, smoother, doper, and just fucking funner life is to navigate. You know what I mean? So, welcome to the show, you guys. It feels weird saying season 3 and saying like, oh, episode 1, 2, 3, like it's tripping me out. Cause I get where we're, what was the last, it was like episode like 117 or 18 or something like that. Season 2. And then now we're season 3 and it's like the beginning of the episodes again. So it's pretty trippy. It feels very interesting for it to like come full circle and I don't know, man, to just be back at the beginning again. There's always something interesting about going back to the beginning. Because for me, I notice every time I come back and it's like at the beginning again, I go through like a cycle of, like, what am I doing? Am I doing this right? Is this how I want to do it? What can I tweak? What can I improve? What can I adjust? What can I... whatever, right? And it's just a trip that, like, I'm really realizing the power of working with what you got. And that's such a big thing is, like, dude, a lot of people will try and get things perfect before they ever actually get started. And I'm guilty of this, too. There's a lot of things that I do this with. At the same time, there's a lot of different things where I'm just like, I really do just fucking go, right? And with this podcast is one of them. I mean, to an extent, like, so let's say, and I say to an extent because I did buy all the equipment for this first, because I wanted to do it in a certain and particular way, and I wanted it to sound a certain way, right? And I wanted to be able to have, like, certain features and be able to do certain things with it. And I realized that... for one, I probably could have done all of this with a lot less, but at the same time, that wasn't what I wanted. You know what I mean? And if we can create what the fuck we want to create, then it's just kind of cooler that way. So as we're going on 2 years, moving past 2 years of doing this now, the one thing I really, 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 really learned and have taken from this is just to do it. And, whoa, my voice cracked like I was going to cry or something. That was weird. Like, okay, sorry. Have you guys heard? It's kind of an older internet video now where it's the girl. She leaves a voicemail on the, okay. She leaves a voicemail. And the voicemail's like,
I love you, and I miss you so much, and I just really miss you, and love you.
Oh. Okay, but so then what happens is all of a sudden there's like they match that voice thing to cars racing, and every time she goes, like it's a it's like slow cars racing. Yo, it's so funny. I don't even know, like girl crying voicemail cars racing. That'll probably find the video. I'm assuming that's what I would type. I think. Yo, that shit is so funny, dude. But no. So wow, how the fuck did I even get to that? Holy shit. Oh, cause I talked like I was gonna cry. Okay, guys, let's get back on track. Going off the rails on a crazy train. No. So, I was going to say, the one thing that I really, really learned from going through this and doing this, do that, is to just do that. What I mean is just fucking work with what you got. And like I said, it's very easy to go into perfection mode before starting something, to want to have everything perfect. And that's probably like one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of people make when creating something is like going too far into perfection and the look of things and the feel and the logo and this and that. It's like all that doesn't matter. Like if you can't cultivate the talk about it to some natural extent, right? Like amongst your friends and this and that, because it's like it's the communication and the actual point that makes it happen, not necessarily the messaging, you know. Excuse me. So what I mean by that is like you can have the best messaging in the world, but if nobody actually fucks with you or your shit, then it doesn't really matter. You know, and I realize I'm kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, to where I'm like making dope shit and I'm not putting it out there enough. It's like the shit that I do is really fucking cool and really dope. Like my work that I do is really fucking sick. Really sick. It's honestly like amazing. And people are like, holy shit, people stop and trip the fuck out. Cause like, you see, I'm like teaching these little babies to fucking be able to swim and save their lives in the water. And it's like the craziest looking thing, because these kids can't talk yet. They're not even old enough to understand anything. They're just living. You know what I mean? They're just little babies. I mean, clearly there's more than that going on, but like they're so small, right? And like 6 months old, and they're like, I'm able to communicate with them to be able to teach them breath control and proper body positioning. And then it's just like happening, and it's pretty fucking amazing. Like it never gets old to me. You know, it's been 13 or 14 years I've been doing it now, maybe 13 years. And it just like doesn't really get old. Like it's really fucking cool almost all the time. Right. So what I'm realizing, and that's one thing that I learned too, is through the swim business and through this podcast. These are like two things I've been able to stay consistent with overall for a very long period of time. And what I realize is like, you can just start with what you've got. And I realize I'm like, well, fuck, what do I got? Like, I don't got anything. It's like, well, I got hands and I got a brain and I got an able body. So I got something to work with, right?
Damn, dude.
Like, okay, even if you don't have an able body, if you have an able mind enough to even realize that you do or don't have an able body, then you are abled enough to do something. Look at like Stephen Hawking. Like, it's crazy what the fuck he was able to. I mean, I don't know exactly what the fuck Stephen Hawking's accomplished, but I've heard him talk on different occasions, and like the little thing he created for himself to be able to talk and all that, like that shit's impressive as fuck, dude. So it's the thing is like, we all just, if we can direct our gifts into the right funnels and channels, then like it'll just work out. Right. So it's like if you have an able mind, an able body, an able something, some kind of ability to where you feel like, or it's like you have the ability to contribute, right? Like, that's an amazing thing. So if we have the ability to contribute to something, then we definitely should, right? So whatever it is, just fucking start to some capacity. Just start. And I think a good place to start is start talking about it and start writing ideas. There's something really fucking underrated about, I wish I could just pull all of them out right here, but I can show you this. Whoa. So just to the side of me and in front of me, I got a whole, sorry if you can't hear me, I got a whole stack of fucking journals and notebooks and shit like this. And I've got fucking, like, I wouldn't say stacks and stacks, but I got some pretty good fucking collection of books that I have filled out and shit. And it's ideas of all different kinds, different business ideas, different fucking plans and models and insights and dreams and you know, shit from ayahuasca experiences and going to the jungles and shit like that, you know. And I realized, wow, like all these books are really powerful. Like when I look back, I'm like, I cannot believe I filled all this up. Like, because a lot of brilliant ideas and breakthroughs that we all have, it kind of only lasts like a moment. That's sort of just a burst of inspiration or motivation rather than like anything that's transformational or transformative, right? I mean, sometimes breakthroughs are very transformative, but like I'm saying, just when it's in thought form only, and you're like, wow, I didn't realize that. You know, like if you don't write it down or document it somewhere, you forget that shit. And you kind of assume that you know it, but if you haven't revisited it in fucking 10 years, then how well do you really know it? You know, it's like, that's how it is for me when it comes to like certain aspects of spiritual things or plant medicines. It's like, I kind of got comfortable knowing so much about it that I kind of like tapered off. And when I hear people talk about it, I'm like, oh, I know all this stuff. But it's like, because I haven't spoken on it in so long, it gets harder for me to speak about, right? So, yeah, so what I'm holding right here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books, plus the one in front of me, 6. Oh. Journals and, you know, two of them are new, and the other one doesn't have a whole lot filled in it yet. But this one's my whole Damn Dude Podcast Season 2 book. With it's the whole pretty much whole thing is full. There's just a few blank pages in the back. And then I got fucking, what is this one? It's like my gratitude journal. I would practice gratitude every day. And then also my I'll just write different notes. But mainly this is filled with gratitude, just pages and pages and pages of what I'm grateful for. And then I got my, what do you call it? Sorry, I'm fucking spacing out. My Ignite, virtual foundation, notes in there too. So I'm like fucking tired and spacing and getting messages and shit at the same time. So, okay. I realize that's a lot of quiet space in a podcast. No, so that my point is just start. So that's the thing, is start filling out journals. Just write down ideas. If I showed you guys my notes in my phone, it's, I don't know what you would call it. If you would call it crazy, genius, disorganized, organized, or what? Like, I don't know what you would consider this. Like, my notes are crazy, dude. Like, there's just so many different ideas, dude. I can't even begin to explain. But it's wild, right? So the thing is like, when you go back and you read through, you're like, oh shit. So a lot of times you'll realize like, damn, I actually did that. Or, oh fuck, I'm now in the position to actually implement that. And that's the craziest part, is like, when you've written down ideas and then all of a sudden you're in a place to where you can actually implement those ideas that you were wanting to create, and you're like, oh shit, I did that and we can now do that. Like, now's the time to make that move. And like, that shit's cool. Like, there's times I've written down, all right, this is how much I'm gonna charge for this or something. And then like, I look back and then I'm able to fucking charge more for it than I had even written down, or so, you know what I'm saying? Or like, the outcome's bigger than what I had even put down. And that's the coolest shit ever. So that's one way that you can start now, is to work with what you got. Just write down notes. You can get a pen and paper from fucking where the fuck ever, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a phone, if you have a phone, you can write down notes on your phone. You know, I do both. Like, I write lists on my phone and I write out like handwritten lists. I'm showing the camera right now. I do both. Depending on the tasks that I have to do, I write out certain things in certain places. So that, I don't know, that just kind of helps me throughout the day. Like, there's something very satisfying about physically checking off a checklist. And when you see that it's completed and you get to exit out and fucking throw it away, it just feels so good. It's like the, I mean, like, there's like a deep spiritual version of this, and then there's kind of like a corny version, which is like the like token like teenage white girl in a movie aspect of it. But I guess it holds power to it still, which is like, you write down like words and thoughts and shit, or like your ex-boyfriend's pictures, like that sort of shit, and you burn them all, right? And you like have a little ceremony of like, goodbye, and like right, like that sort of shit. But there's actually like deep, and it's like there's a lot of different religious practices that practice this. Like, there's different types of Buddhists that do things like that, and like when people die, and you know, different things. So it's kind of like, okay, like, cool, I get it, you know. But that's, it's like, why am I talking about that? I know, it's like, that's one way to get clear, right? And then from there, we're able to fucking, it's like, work with what you got. Do whatever you can to start putting down whatever the fuck it is. Because one day, you'll look back and be like, damn, I'm so glad I documented that. Documenting is one of the most important things we can do in our life. And I wish I really understood the power and impact of that when I was younger, because it would just be so cool to be able to have had even there's periods of like years where there's no pictures of me, you know what I mean? Not that I know of. Maybe my friends have crazy like drunk ass pictures of me, or you know, shit like that at an old hard drive or computer or something. But like, I there's like just years of where I don't even have documentation of what I looked like. And it's a trip, because when I look back and I think about like pictures of my dad or my mom, like when I see all the old albums, like there's not really documentation of their entire every year they were alive either. That's not really a thing until now, which is really trippy, because it's like with a cell phone, like I have probably like 3 old phones, and you know, it's like, coincidentally, they all need repairs. Like, the batteries are fucked up, or the charge ports are all wacky. So it's like, I need to get those fixed so I can actually retrieve all the pictures and shit. But my point is that, like, because of that, we just have stacks and stacks of all these fucking pictures of our kids, of ourselves, of our friends from, like, every single year, every day, every fucking week. Like, it's kind of cool, right? But I don't know what that does to our brain. Like, is it more beneficial or more detrimental that we have access to seeing all that? You know what I mean? Because it ties us to our past a lot more than if we didn't have that, you know? And it's kind of like less valuable. Like, if you think about it, it's like, now we'll take like fucking 12 pictures of our kid or fucking ourself or whoever the fuck. And then like pick your favorite one. But back in the day, there was just click, and that was all you got. You got one opportunity. You didn't have the chance to, like, fucking worry about your vanity and how fucking perfect and this and that was. Like, you just had to be on point already. You know what I mean? Like, you had to actually be yourself. So, like, in a picture, if you blinked or you looked stupid or, like, your eyes got blurred or were red or whatever the fuck, then, like, that's just how it was. You got to remember, oh, well, this guy looks fucking like a zombie or whatever, right? Like, so, hey, I don't know. That's just a trippy line of thinking. But my point is like, document, work with what you've got. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, use your phone. You don't have to have all the setup and the microphone and this and that. There's plenty of people. If your message is good and your show's fun, then people will just listen. And if there's authenticity to it, that's kind of what makes a lot of the podcasts really irritating and annoying is like the setup. It's like, oh, this is our podcast studio. Look at us. Yeah, so you know, like, oh, man. Oh, that's fucking crazy. Like, yeah, fool, like, blah, 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 you know. No, man, you know, you gotta have your bottom, bitch, bro. Like, no, man, you know. Like, just all this stupid shit. It's so corny. It's like, bro, like, you guys get no pussy. You get no bitches. You get, like, and you're sitting here talking like you're experts at it. Like, just stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the same dude who'd cream his pants over, like, a girl being like, do you know what time it is? Like, or being like, oh, thank you, here's your check. Like, oh, she likes me, she's not, thank you. Like, so, no, but see, even those people got started, which is, like, tight, you know what I'm saying? I'm not hating on anybody, it's just funny, right? No, so it's like, yo, if you have some sort of idea about anything that you want to do, like, just get started. And this is advice for myself, because there's many areas where it's like, I'm doing really good. And then there's other areas where I'm completely fucking falling off the wagon, slacking, just, you know what I'm saying? Shitty two shoes. And like, I'm like trying to fucking get it all in harmony and I don't like saying balance, because balance creates this balancing act, and I don't want to do that. I want to just exist and run back and forth on the scale, whichever direction, right? Like, I don't want to live on a scale. I want to live just in, like, freedom. Anyways, that's a whole nother rabbit hole of thinking. So I say all that to say this, which is, we really, 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 really gotta just get started. Work with what you've got. See, you know what's interesting? Let's say you are gonna build a podcast studio, or you're gonna build a fucking whatever. You should be filming the whole process of building it and recording things and outtakes while it's going on, because that way people having it, there's a reason to invest in it. They're like, wow, why are you building this? But if you show up all perfect and glossy already, then it's kind of like, it's just another one of these guys. Like, and when you show up glossy, it's like a version of inauthenticity. So, like, if you think about, you know, when celebrities, like, all of a sudden turn glossy and they get this weird tan and their hairline's different, and then they're all like, hey, and their smile's strange and their, like, cheeks are kind of different, and they're like, basically, like, they got deep faked. Like, it's just, dude, you guys know what I'm talking about, when celebrities just, like, there's you pass a certain threshold, and all of a sudden you're like, I look all like this now, and they don't look like real humans anymore. The last person I can think of that, like, did that and it freaked me out was like Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian dude. That dude's funny as fuck. But he just I forget when it was, but he just came out as he's just like a different human. You're like, it's not even the same, like, whether you lost weight or not, like, that's, you look like your face is just different. Like, it kind of happened with Carrot Top when he first got popular, and then it happened with, there's been numerous, like, I'm not good with celebrities and shit, I'm just thinking of who I fucking can think of, but it's just this thing that, oh, shit, happens, and it's creepy. And that's what it's like. If those people were to stand amongst your friends, like, at a kickback, and then everyone left, you'd be like, yo, like, that dude looked pretty trippy, you know? And it's like, not like it's just like legit, like, what was like something like, what was like, you know, he's different. Like, what was that about? You know, like, that's what having the fully polished like podcast right off the bat kind of like feels like in my eyes. And that's kind of why I just rock my fucking studio. You know, like, it's not much of a studio, but it's what I got. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not trying to be glossy or this and that. It's like, I got a fucking, I supported a local artist, shout out at Lenny Rivas, local pro skater from San Diego, did the Damn Dude podcast grip tape graffiti on the back, and I got my fucking plants and like pictures of like my kids and people who've passed away and the fucking badass sword my cousin gave me, which came from Africa, and my Hawaiian beads and fucking sage and my gold stapler and fucking elephants that came from Africa, a Markaba, a jade elephant, a fucking gold gorilla, you know what I'm saying? Some fucking Chinese symbols, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right bicycle.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
What up, everybody? We bike. Yo, so why do I feel weird? My hair feels like stuck and my headphones all strange. Dude, I just realized in these videos, I might be wearing the same sweater for like fucking like 8 episodes in a row. Like in the morning when it's so funny because in the morning when I'm around the house, like especially with the weather in San Diego lately, like in the morning I put the sweater on. And then I take it off, and it's like I haven't worn the sweater outside or anywhere. It's like I just wear it when I'm inside in the morning, and then when I go work out, I put on my workout clothes. You know, it's usually just like some like my workout sweats, my like a crappy t-shirt, and like this windbreaker jacket thing that I got, and then like. Yeah, and then when I go out, I'm, like, just wearing, depending what I'm up to, you know, it's, like, right now the weather's perfect for just, like, a thin flannel t-shirt or, like, a light long sleeve or a long sleeve t-shirt or something like that, right? Like, just, like, a light sweater, something like that. But, yeah, I promise I change and wear different clothes every day. But in these videos, like, you'll notice my undershirt's different in all of these. But yeah, no, I just realized that I have the same fucking hoodie on. This or the black Alaska one with the moose. Like this and that sweater. I don't know how to say that correctly. Are like my two favorite around the house sweaters and they feel so good. So like it's kind of hard to not wear them here. Cause in my house, oftentimes it's colder than like outside in the, you know, like as the day starts. So, yeah, anyways. So, dun, dun, dun. No, I'm just kidding. So this is going to turn quite the direction and we're going to take this a little deeper, because I'm like realizing something and you might say, what are you realizing there, Cal? And, well, partner, saddle up the horses and I'll tell you what. Because you already know that if I told you what, then I ain't got to tell you why. So, so what I was thinking about was a couple different points. I'll say this in the order that it occurred to me. Because I caught myself and I caught myself like a fish on a hook. And what I originally went to was dealing with people with mental disorders or drug problems. And then, So check it. So then consciously I stopped and I didn't write dealing with. I had written people with mental disorders or drug problems. And then just to kind of go into that topic. But then I realized, okay, hold on a second. It should either be, I realized like the counter to what, why I was thinking that was because there's a big difference between dealing with versus learning with or learning about, right?
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
So it's like we can deal with people with mental disorders or drug problems, or we can learn with the situation. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I get the jokes you can crack off of this. Okay, like, I don't know. Like, what am I going to learn to do drugs with this person? What am I going to learn to use a fucking... No. That's not how to talk about smartass. Smart Alex. I get, why is it smart Alec? I know that, what is that? Alec is another name that feels incomplete to me. Like how when I hear the name Gavin, I feel like the name sounds incomplete. Like to me, it sounds like my, like Calvin, but without like teeth, like Gavin. Anyway, that's random weird inner thoughts that I'm gonna probably just offend people named Gavin and I forgot what the other name. I was just saying, damn it. Fuck. Anyway, let's carry on, guys. Marching forwards. No, so people with mental disorders or drug problems, you can either deal with them or learn with or from them or the situation. Now, there's something to learn from everything if we choose so. Otherwise, the alternative is judge things. So it's almost like we're either learning or judging at all times. You know what I'm saying? And let me give an example that I can, let me see what I can think of. So let's say, Damn, I just had a really good example pop into mind. I was thinking of like if there's a fight going on in public and if you were to, damn, there's so many ways I can approach this. That the angle I was coming at that first popped into my brain was where I wanted to go, and then I got sidetracked. My brain goes at like a billion miles an hour. So oftentimes when you hear me like, like I'm like slowing my brain down because it's like a fucking like, and it's just spinning and I gotta like slow it down on a couple of thoughts or I'll say a thousand things at one time. So like, let's say there's a fight in public and you're standing there and you see it. You can either sit there and judge the whole situation as, oh, that guy got knocked the fuck out, or, oh, that guy's such an evil person, why would you punch somebody, or, oh, that's not fair, or, oh, hell yeah, that was justice, or, fuck yeah, I love seeing people get knocked out. Or you would go to situational awareness and be like, and then figure out what to do next. Do you need to get the fuck out of there? Should you get out of the way? Are you in danger of getting punched in the face? It's like, you don't really have time to sit there and judge the situation because you're too busy acting. Like, should I go beat that guy up? Was it just an old lady that got punched in the face? You know what I'm saying? If it is, then I'm gonna go fucking beat the fuck out of that guy. You know, it's like, it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, like, I was gonna say judge the situation, but I mean, yes, but in a snap. And it's like you learn and you react versus just standing there judging and thinking about it. That's what I'm getting at, right? Like, there's ways you can twist this around and make it mean different things or whatever, but this is how I'm putting it, laying it down and putting it down Chinatown. So when we got people with disorders or problems or anything like that, it's easy to judge and it's also easy to learn. If you have the perspective and context that those are the two options always available. Learn or be offended. That's my like fucking principle of life for my kids and myself is like, understand you always have two options. And why that's powerful in the first place is because I've been in a situation where I wanted to kill myself and I was close to doing it, very close to doing it. And what I boiled down, like, for those of you guys who really listen to the show, you know that I really, really simplify complex, like, feelings and ideas and shit, right? Like, that's my, one of my gifts is to simplify and understand it very simply where I can explain it to a child. And what I realized is that, like, at the end of everything, why people want to kill themselves is because they feel like they have no options. It feels like there's no options in existence. Nobody loves them. Nothing's going on. But, like, at the root of nobody loves me, I'm a nuisance, I'm a burden, everybody hates me, you know, I'd be better off dead. Like, whatever the thoughts are, all of that shit, it boils down to not having options. You know what I'm saying? You can only feel those ways when you feel like you have no options. You know, it's like, and I can relate to that. It's like, if you have no money and you need to pay something fucking yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have no options and it's like, fuck, like, you feel stuck. You know what I mean? Like, you need fucking miracles or blessings or help. Like, there's no other fucking way to go about it. You know, like, you're just fucked. Like, what do? You're out of options. That's what it feels like. And when you're out of options is the feeling of stress, is the feeling of depression, is the feeling of fucking, like, anxiety. It's like, or there's too many options can create that too. You know, it's kind of the same feeling if you have too many or none at all. It kind of equals the same thing. And I get that too, because it's like when you have too many, it feels like the world's consuming you. And when you have none, it feels like the world's consuming you. And that's some very, very real shit. And I, as I'm saying that, I'm like, wow, that's what I've been experiencing in certain aspects of my life in recent time. And I'm like, dude, it has me afraid to, like, talk to people or, like, respond to messages at times and shit like that. And it's, like, completely overwhelming, you know, and it affects everything. So what I boil all of this down to, so why I'm so big on that, let me complete the sentence, is you always have two options. That's the first part, and that's deep as fuck, clearly, based off of everything I just explained. But we always have two options. Those two options are learn or be offended. And sometimes it requires being offended in order to learn.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
That's, like, the core principle I raised my son on, my oldest, is like, you always have two options no matter what. When you're down in the shits, when you're up in the ups, like when you're in the middle, whatever, at a bare minimum, you always have two options no matter the fuck what. Learn or be offended. And those are going to take you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you can understand that, like, that is, like, what I feel like is, like, one of the ultimate practices of mindfulness is to either learn or be offended. And sometimes you got to ask for help even when it's embarrassing and it hurts. And it's like, you are the lowest piece of shit for having to fucking ask and need help. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get that shit majorly. And sometimes that's, like, what's required. But it's like, that's the thing, is if you're just asking for help and not learning, then it's not, that's not okay, you know. And I think that's one thing, is like, I know when I ask for help, I'm now okay with it because I'm confident in the fact that I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know that anybody who helps me out can count on me to keep learning. I'll do my best, you know? So what I'm getting at is, like, dude, when we encounter people with mental disorders, or drug problems, it's kind of the same thing. It's like needing to escape so badly from reality, or, like, your reality changes so frequently that one of the best things I think that we can do for ourselves when we have to put ourselves in that situation or not have to put ourselves in a situation, but when we find ourselves in those situations, is to have patience, understanding. But I think the biggest patience and understanding, but the biggest thing I think is to reassure ourselves and to get out from time to time and maintain yourself. Because if you have somebody who has some kind of special need or disorder or something, especially like a mental disorder, to where it's real and you're not just like, oh, this person's crazy, like really actually diagnosed, and it's like they're cool, they're understanding, they're this and that, and then like the next moment it's like completely flipped and you're like, how is this your understanding of this? You know, like this is completely opposite of what you were saying before. And it can just flip like that. So that's something that's so trippy, and it's like it can make you question and doubt yourself. And what's interesting is like they will tell you that the feelings and that stuff that they're doing to you is what you're doing to them.
Damn, dude.
And I'm telling anybody who's really like experienced this knows what the fuck exactly I'm talking about. Like it literally gets flipped on to where it's like everything is flipped around in this weird, awkward version of reality and understanding. Cause it's like, what is, huh? You know, everything gets flipped and backwards. And it's like, if you spend too much time in that person's reality, it's like you will literally go crazy trying to understand their logic or like their depth or their sense of like the cycle they're going through, or you know, it's like they don't even know that it's happening. So it's like it's really fascinating, because a person on drugs or a person with mental issues or disorders, like their reality shifts and changes quickly. And it's like, I've had good friends fucking do drugs or accidentally get drugged, and you know, just different whole handful of scenarios, right? And it's like, who the fuck are you right now? And I've been around people where it's like, and I grew up around a lot of drug addicts. Like in my neighborhood, there was a lot. Like I've told those stories in the early episodes, and maybe I'll explain another time, but excuse me. I saw a lot of drug addicts and drug shit and drug activity and fights and all this crazy shit growing up. And like literally in the streets in broad daylight, like crazy shit. So that's the thing, is like I understand the on off switch flip. So for me, it's like I understand drug addicts, and I can like, I know how to kind of like walk around them. I wouldn't say safely, but like mindfully, I kind of understand the patterns to a certain extent. But then with people with mental disorders, that's not something I've been exposed to a lot. Or if I have, I didn't realize it or something, right? Like, and I think the thing, we all have some kind of, maybe not all, but most of us have some kind of mental disorder to some degree, in the sense that like something's just off, or we have some misunderstanding or some grand misunderstanding of life or blindness or something we don't see. Like I said, maybe not all of us, but I think most of us as humans, right? So, but that's the thing, is like, you can completely have a mental disorder. The fuck is that noise? And be out in public freely and just conducting yourself like a normal person. But then it's like when you're at home, or like you get into like little fights or arguments or this, and it's like, a lot of times the people who argue with you in public places, I'm kind of putting together in my assessment that a lot of times these people are people with legit mental disorders, and they're just so tripped out because of trauma and abuse and shit in their lifetime growing up, that they think everybody's out to get them and people are out to hurt them. And that's in one way I can relate majorly, because it's like I had so much trauma from how would you even call it? Like gang shit, violence, like just street shit, to where I couldn't trust that I could just exist safely in life and in public. Because there was a long period of time where I couldn't, or at least I believed I couldn't. You know, it's like I was getting a lot of death threats over the phone. I was getting letters left on my car. I was fucking encountering crazy ass people in the streets and at school and like all sorts of crazy shit. I was hanging out in the hood. I guess I know why I was doing it, but like looking back, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? You know, like I was going down the Southeast in the early thousands, and like when shit was still cracking off, like it started tapering off in the early thousands. Like, trust me, I heard all the stories, and I could tell you plenty of shit from fucking, you know, some Southeast tales, East Side stories from the 90s and shit. That was a whole nother era. Like, fucking A, dude. Anyway, like Molotov cocktails through windows, drive-bys like multiple times a day, like crazy, crazy shit cracking off, like ridiculous. Anyway, what was I getting at with all that? Let's backtrack a little. Let's reel this back in a touch. Where I was going with all that, or where that stemmed from, was when you see people just like wilding out in public, it's oftentimes people with some kind of disorder. And, oh, that's where I was going with that was, I know for myself, was I was out in the streets, I was out doing such crazy shit and putting myself in such crazy and dangerous scenarios. And oftentimes, even just like the environment was dangerous. So that gave me some crazy PTSD where like I couldn't pull up to stoplights next to you. I would have to pull up to where your pillar couldn't see me. I would look at you through your mirror, through your side mirror, and then I would assess, and then I would slowly pull up, but I would still just stay kind of in your blind sight, and then at the last minute pull up and pull forward and pass or whatever. And it was because I really wasn't trying to get shot, you know what I mean? I really wasn't trying to get ran off the road or some kind of crazy shit like that, so I had to really like be mindful. But what that did was it created such extreme paranoia that wherever I'm going, I'm looking over my shoulders, any noise was like high alert. Any little thing, boom, high alert, boom, high alert, boom, high alert. And that shit gets old and stressful and tiring after a long fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I think about it, I've known and experienced a lot of different people with different disorders and different drug problems. And I think I got neighbors who are doing some crazy shit because they literally up fucking... from like I said before, from like 3-4 p.m. till like 6:30 in the morning fucking playing music, and then sometimes they're even just up again at like 8 or 9 and just going and going and going like nonstop, and then we'll like hibernate and get parking tickets for like 3 days. And then it's just like, I'm like, wow, dude, it's irritating, but it's like, okay, well, hold on. I can either just deal with this, or I can like learn and like combat this in ways that are understandable. So it's like, all right, well, it's like, fuck, if you're gonna blast your fucking subwoofer all night long, I'm just gonna put my fucking speaker to the wall and play bass boosted songs with it insulated into the closet up against your wall and just let that play. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dude.
And it's kind of fun because it's like, all right, well, it's like, fuck, like what that does is it cancel out the boom that I hear from his direction, and it sends mine back that way. So like only in between beats can I hear some back, but I'm like, you know what, fuck it. Like, what are you gonna do, call the cops? Like everybody's just gonna complain on your stupid ass. Like at the same time, it's all cordial, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's kind of crazy. And that's the thing, is like if you try and logic with the crazy, and I'm not trying to be mean by saying crazy, I'm just or disorder. You know, it's like shit that literally just doesn't articulate or make sense. And you're like, no, this is completely opposite of reality right now. And you're looking around like, Yeah, no, that's not right. You know, that's completely opposite of reality. So that's the thing, is if you try and understand it, like a lot of times, one of my favorite newer perspectives that I love is the idea of zooming in or zooming out on life. And I think that, like, that's such a good tool for perspective gathering and context collecting, which is like whatever scenario or situation there is to zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in a little, zoom out a little. And like that allows us to gain a different perspective of the exact same thing. And when you can gain a different perspective of the exact same thing, you now understand again that the coin has three, every coin has three sides to it, not two.
Damn, dude.
You dig. That was a pretty cool analogy. I don't know if I could do that again. That was pretty sick. So, to wrap all this up, cap all this up, tap all this up, flap all this up, map all this up, got change, homie, reroute it. Something, something. I don't doubt it. Work with what you got. Do what you can do. You got hands and a brain. Document and learn. Learn and document. Learn, record, document. Whatever the fuck. Lay that shit down. That's the best start. Gain knowledge in the subject you have interest in. If you don't know what you're interested in, then read a book about how to get interested in shit, right? Start there. Do that shit. Self-improvement is always going to be, self-development, personal development, however you want to call it, is always going to be a good answer. Going inward, meditation, spiritual stuff, that's always good. You know, work with what you got. And within that, we got to zoom out often when it comes to working and learning with people who have different disorders or habits or different things like that that really fuck with us and get to us. And understand that sometimes you need to ask for help even if it makes you feel like a fucking buffoon. Because life goes on, and learn and see if you can take the opportunity to go back and double, triple, quadruple whatever the fuck you had to ask for help for in the first place. Yeah, dig. In Mexico. Away. Wanna be here for days. Wanna surf by the 38. Sun. Also, it's day 28 of 75. Hard, y'all. Gonna be me and you.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
How about that? No, dude. Day 28, 75 hard. That shit is crazy. My body feels turkeyed, and I'm about to go do a workout. Then I did another one, and blah, 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 blah. So on and so on and so forth and so forth, and Seaforth and Frothworth and SpongeBob and Squidward. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day. This has been Season 3, Episode 2. I love you guys. Please be sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell your best friend's cousin's elephant crafter, wood elephant crafter, about the Damn Dude podcast, because it fucking matters. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Please just leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. Be much appreciated. It helps us out a lot. Love you guys. Holler at me if you need or want some stickers. Have a beautiful day. Much love. Peace.
Damn, dude.
Damn, dude.